which we have to gather together this day in convention. We thank Thee for the opportunity to set ourselves apart from the cares of the world and our lives to come together as a group of Thy children to consider lessons from Thy Word and to enjoy fellowship with those of like precious faith. We pray that You would be with us this day. Bless the activities of the day. Bless those who will serve us, that we might be encouraged to continue to walk in Thy path, that we might be found pleasing in Thy sight. We ask forgiveness for all we do fall short of doing Thy will as we would like to do. We pray not only for ourselves here, but for all Thy people throughout the earth who are striving to serve Thee and give honor to Thy name. And we especially continue to pray for the soon establishment of Thy Son's kingdom that will end earth's dark night of sorrow and tears and troubles that we see around us. All these favors and blessings we ask and we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. We're going to continue our Bethel service this morning. We have the morning resolve read by Brother Mike Simeon from Wilmington class, and then we'll have the vow read by Brother Tim Sandridge from Brooklyn, New York class. Brother Mike.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High, remembering the divine call. Gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh in its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and join hardship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. May Thy rule come into my heart more and more, and Thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of Thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better and able to serve Thee and Thy dear flock. I vow to Thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that I will, with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Thank you. All right, thank you. And at this time, we'd like to invite Brother Mark down here so we can consider the lessons for the mana text for today. And while he's coming down, just a couple announcements. Please don't forget to register for meals at the book table. And also, there are some children's classroom studies going on. Again, you can check the book table to see what the arrangements are for those. Brother Mark.
Thank you. Morning, brother. What a wonderful privilege it is to believe the truth. We encourage study as opposed to others that maybe don't want to encourage study as much. Study is a very important part of our lives. I'm sure each one of you have at least 2 studies, maybe 3 a week. So I'm sure you're used to this, so let's just jump into study. We'd like to look at today's mana text and read it, if we might. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. To fellowship the world is to walk in harmony with its ideas and to conform to its ways. In this sense, we may not love it, but must be apart from it and in opposition to it. The way thus pointed out to us, in some respects at least, a difficult way, a lonely way, but it is the only way of peace and happiness. This world with the lust thereof is rapidly passing away. It is hollow and unsatisfying, and eventually leads to disaster and ruin. But those who delight in the Lord's way have blessed communion and fellowship with Him. Their joys come from a source which the world cannot comprehend. They live on a higher plane, breathe a higher atmosphere, and enjoy a holier, sweeter fellowship than the world could ever offer. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. First, we'd like to ask if there's any general comments the brethren want to make on the mana text this morning. Okay. Oh, we have a mic. Okay. Now, Bible students are known to speak. Very rare any of us are have a problem with being too quiet. Brother.
Well, good morning, brother. Glory to our Lord. I know I just spoke reading the vow, and I was just meditating on the thoughts of that vow, you know, a vow unto the Lord, and trying to be pleasing to the Heavenly Father, trying to be worthy to read his vow before his people, and trying to adapt and conform the words of that beautiful reading to my life, and I'm hoping I'm pleasing to the Heavenly Father. But in regard to that text, the reason I decided to raise my hand first is because I love that scripture, love not the world nor the things in it. And it reminds me of when Jesus said to set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. And I know the Apostle Paul said that, but we know our Lord taught that. He came to bring the will of the Heavenly Father, to show us the Father. You know, Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. We know that through Jesus, he came to show us the perfect character and will and desire of the Heavenly Father. Because we know our Heavenly Father is a spirit. And men up to that time really didn't understand the Heavenly Father. That he, you know, his people, they believed in him, but they had the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. And we know how the scribes and Pharisees misinterpreted. They were extremely strict, and they didn't understand about the love of God. And Jesus said, the heart of the Lord is mercy, and they didn't have that mercy. So we can thank the Lord that we have the truth today, that we can be able to glorify Heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus. We can thank the Heavenly Father that we have this truth that we all share together. Because of our pastor, Pastor Russell, and I thank him for, thank the Heavenly Father for calling me out of darkness into his marvelous light so much. Every day I just thank the Heavenly Father for his grace and his good. But in regard to the text, love not the world nor the things in it, we have to have our perspectives correct in our mind to know that the things of heaven are most important. No matter what things that we come in contact on the earth, we have to realize that we are pilgrims walking through this life and that we're not here to stay. And we can thank the Lord that he's called us to be of service to him, to tell others about the wonderful plan of our Heavenly Father. Tell them about the ransom, about how God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus. So, we have to just realize that we can't love the world. We know the scripture says those that love the world love not God, you know. So, we have to realize that when it says that, it's not saying love not the earth, because we know the Lord's going to restore this earth back to the global paradise that it was in the beginning. But he said, love not this world, talking about this present evil world. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm talking too long, but I just wanted to stand and say I appreciate the manna text, and that it's saying to just put the thing, the kingdom of God, first above earthly things. That's basically what the scripture's saying. Thank you, brethren. Love you all.
Thank you. We appreciated this morning listening to the vow, because our impression was that whoever was reading that vow, yourself, really meant it. And I think that's something that's important. That can become rote to us. Appreciate also your thought of perspective. That is very important, brethren. Our perspective is where we are. And then the other thought that I think you mentioned was pilgrims. Pilgrims is implies so much, doesn't it? It's not just one thing. And pilgrims has a whole range of thoughts in it. Appreciate the thoughts very much. Any other comments?
Brother Don Marzewski from Allentown here. The thoughts here are, we aren't to obsess over the loving of the world. We certainly can appreciate the things that God has given to us, and we can certainly appreciate the arrangements that God has provided for all of mankind. And we can look at the beauties of the world, and we can absolutely love the creative acts that he has done for all of mankind. But not to be obsessed by it, because this is not where our home is. This kind of goes along with yesterday's manna text, the study that we had yesterday, having to do with the treasures which are given to us. And the treasures that we do appreciate from yesterday's manna text are the ones that we should be focusing on. And those treasures aren't given to just everybody, because not everybody would appreciate it. There's, you know, for example, if someone were to win the lottery, that doesn't necessarily make them a good manager of money. So, you know, someone that has a lot of money has to know how to manage it. And likewise, the treasures from yesterday has to be managed properly. And so we have to make sure we put our perspective on not loving the things of this world, but loving the treasures that are available to us and that we make good use of it.
Very good. In fact, the manna text for the article that was on the manna text, Brother Russell, does exactly what you're talking about there. It talks about those treasures. And what are our treasures? Any other comments? We want to hone in on this. Oh, we have one right up here. And then we're gonna hone in on this last sentence. And brother can be thinking about it. Does this last sentence sound arrogant to you?
Yeah, and the last sentence about the joys come from a source which the world cannot comprehend. They live on a higher plane, breathe a purer atmosphere, and enjoy a holier, sweeter friendship than the world could ever offer. We do. We live on a higher plane. We breathe a pure atmosphere. The atmosphere out in the world is very polluted. I'm talking not about the air, but about the moral atmosphere. And it's very, very polluted today. So we live on a purer atmosphere. We have the Holy Spirit, and we enjoy a holier and sweeter friendship than the world could ever offer. There's a lot of good and noble people out in the world, and they're beautiful. We have some lovely neighbors around us, but we don't prefer their company. We prefer to be with the brethren. So if we did prefer their company, then that would be loving the world. We don't want to do that.
Very good. Very good. I see the chairman's here. Brother, we'll just mention this last sentence. We think it's a wonderful thing. Not that we would go out to people in the world and see them at the market or people we work with, or we'd say, you know, I breathe a higher air than you do. I really live on a higher plane than you do. I've got sweeter fellowship. But the fact is, it's the truth. Not because of something we've done, but because of the merit of Jesus Christ has been laid upon us. So we have this sweet fellowship. It's quite a privilege. This is part of our present inheritance now. Thank you for your time, brethren, and your comments.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And thank you, brethren, for the comments also. We're going to continue our services today with Brother Ken Rawson's discourse coming up. He asked to open with hymn number 289, we're going to sing just the first two verses to open with, and we'll close with the last two verses. Please remain seated during the singing, and during the singing, if Brother Ken and Brother Dick would like to come forward, please. 289. Led in prayer by Brother Dick Lally for the opening of this service. Dick?
Most kind and loving Heavenly Father, with grateful hearts we come into Thy presence this morning to honor and praise and glorify Thy most holy name. We are so grateful for this privilege and opportunity of glorifying Thy name. We ask that we may be continually sanctified by Thy truth and Thy promises, which are ours if we only lay hold upon them. And we are so grateful to understand and appreciate and to praise Thy most loving character. The love and the patience and the mercy and the goodness, not only to us, but eventually to the world of mankind through that sacrifice of a beloved Son. We are so grateful for that precious blood, its cleansing power, and the privileges Thou hast given us. We pray, Father, that Thou would be pleased to sanctify us more by thy truth, and that we may grow and develop and mature in the likeness of thy beloved Son. We would ask thy blessing at this time upon Brother Ken's thoughts and meditations, and that we may imbibe more of that spirit that thou hast given through thy word, and that we may have a greater appreciation and desire to serve it. Commit ourselves in our further care and keeping, mindful of thy people the world over in their various experiences and their trials and temptations. We would ask that thou would continually be with them, and that thy promises may continually strengthen them, and that their hope may grow more firm and more clear in their minds and hearts. So, Father, we commit ourselves in our further care and keeping, asking thy blessing upon the discourse to follow and upon each heart, desiring to grow and to learn of thee. For we pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.